Blog Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio.
Your sunshiny host, DJ Barney, and
DJ Wifey.
Hi, DJ Wifey. How are you this glorious morning?
I'm great. Enjoying this lovely, lovely Georgia weather.
I know. It was very, very, very nice. Do you have a current temperature?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't. You know, that really is not the thing to do, because people tune in just to know what the weather is like in Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome to Baby Talk on Hot Talk Radio World. And we have a very fulfilled show prepared for you today. This show gives me great pleasure. It gives me so much pleasure because, you know, you get to actually put aside all of the, you know, riffraff that's going on in the world, all of the news, all the things that, you know, your older kids are getting into, the what things
the
are going on
in the job.
Yeah, you get to talk about what's pure and innocent, a baby.
Yeah.
I don't think I can talk too much about a baby. That's why I had to move forward with the production of a show that catered just for talking about babies. I mean, that experience was the grandest experience ever.
That's
ever.
Brilliant.
And I don't want to ever do it again in life.
You should.
I really agree with you on that. You know, but I mean, I can't wait as we further into the program because, you know, for those of you all that are just tuning in, this is a weekly program that we offer here at Hot Talk Radio. It's called Youth Entertainment Talk, and it's catered for 0 to 19 years of age, which is considered family entertainment. So grandma, grandpa, auntie, yay, uncle, cousin. There's no limitations. The man that lives down the street with all the dogs, he can
the
live
dog.
In. You know, I mean,
fish,
the turf, the family
the
turtle. Yes,
yeah.
The family canaries.
Yeah.
The bluebirds that chirping in the chickens can listen. You name
anybody.
It, put them in front of the monitor because once you get in your car or turn on Hot Talk Radio, you will not lose reception ever unless you decide to change the program. And that's where we, the trained professionals here at Hot Talk Radio, we're trained to keep you lured into this program. So even if you get tired of baby talk, we got something else that will entertain you just as good. Am I? Do you agree, DJ Wifey?
Yes, yes, I do. It's, you know,
I mean,
you know, they have BET.
I find it very funny that you want to be called DJ Wifey. This is somebody's wife on the ones and twos, people. This is someone's wife behind the wheel of steel. Oh my goodness! And you know. I just want to say that I'm really, really looking forward to the program. I mean, because you think about it, DJ Wifey, who wants to get up on a Saturday at 8 o'clock? Because the program,
yeah.
We moved the program from 8 o'clock to 9 because
right.
A lot of people were still doing breakfast. And
mm-hmm.
We were like, well, you know, turn it on while they're eating. So, you know, we had some, you know, families that said, well, you know, we sit down at the table. That's our family time. So, you know, we always want to encourage family time. So,
please.
You know, on that note, we decided to move the programming back a little bit later, which was
yes.
An hour, so that, you know, you all could continue with breakfast and say your prayers and talk about the dreams and goals and, you know, whatever happened in school Friday because, you know, Friday is like, the day that everybody cut up in school, unfortunately.
Right, yeah.
So anyway, and we're here every Saturday from 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 2 o'clock p.m.
Damn.
And the program goes as follows. Baby Talk Radio, Kids Talk Radio, Tweens Talk Radio, and Teens Talk Radio. So, of course, Baby Talk is from 0 to 4. Right, right. So I was going to give them the kids are from 5 to 9 of age, tweens are from 10 to 15, and then teens are from 16 to 19 years of age. So
mm-hmm.
for you teens that are hanging out at the club, this programming is for you.
Yes.
We go all the way up to 19 years of age.
And come visit us. Come visit us. We may not
yes,
know the same
come,
things that you know.
That's right. That's right. For those of you all that enjoy the program, make sure you follow that page, Baby Talk on Hot Talk Radio on Facebook. You can also visit our fabulous website at www.yetprogram.info. That's yetprogram.info. And if, you know, you just want to keep it simple, hottalkradio.net. Everything is hyperlinked. Go there, have some fun. It is a website that's tailored, that's family friendly. So,
yes.
And if it's, you know, we would prefer that the parents go.
Family.
But, you know, you're
family.
Not going to see any, you know, naked women or anything of that nature. So, you know, you can
no
come,
business.
You know, and frequent the website and not be afraid. Because,
mm-hmm.
of course, everyone was a bit skeptic about, do you really think they're going to be able to produce a radio program and where they talk about babies?
Oh, wow.
Please. I can talk about a bowl of water for days. So you know a baby is walking apart. Because, I mean, we're now at the point of we're still at before conception, people. So this is where we are with our programming so far. We're helping you get pregnant. And then we're going to get pregnant, and then we're going to go through all of the steps, and then we're going to give birth. And then we're going to continue up until they're 19 years of age. What do they have to say about that, DJ Wifey?
They're not even ready.
They're not ready.
They're drinking coffee.
Exactly. We're going to teach you and work with you and talk with you before you get pregnant up until it turns 19. And then after that, we're going to have to usher you know, to usher the family to a different programming. You know, because at that point they are an adult. You know,
after the kick out. That's what it should be called. After
you know,
the
I love to listen to the Mozart in the morning. Yeah. It relaxes me. It makes me feel so refreshed. So this is what you can expect on Baby's Talk on Hot Talk Radio. A little bit of Mozart. Enjoy. And we are back. Baby Yay. Talk on Hot Talk Radio. Welcome, world.
Welcome.
I want to open up with this particular article that I read, DJ White, and I want to get your insight and, you know, your opinion on how do you think this should have been handled. And it's really kind of, I mean, it kind of threw me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It was a breastfeeding blow-up. Woman slams Anthropology after being told to leave sales floor while nursing her baby, joined mother in protest.
Oh, wow.
August is National Breastfeeding Month, but apparently Anthropology didn't get the memo. Ingrid Henson slammed the woman's retailer store after she was asked to leave the sales floor by an employee at the Beverly Hills location for nursing her baby and subsequently taken to their stockroom bathroom to finish breastfeeding. Okay. My first time being escorted out of a store for breastfeeding after purchasing $700 worth of clothing. My baby started crying, so I sat down in the back of a nearby empty store and put on a cover, Henson wrote on Facebook. Within moments, I was asked to do it elsewhere. Happy breastfeeding month, Anthropology. Now, what month is this right now? Is it September or is it still August? It is August. With that being said, it is breastfeeding month. I did not know there was such a month. But now that we know that, we would like to tell our listening audience that let's not just make August our breastfeeding month. Let's breastfeed every month if we can. breastfeeding is so much healthier than anything that you could give baby. So, you know, there's nothing going to change about that. So let's not just do it in August. Let's do it year-round. And we'll be right back. And if you're happy and you know it, be sure to clap your hands. This is for you, babies.
Sing a song, we'll all sing along with the Mother Goose Club.
The Mother Goose Club!
If you're happy and you know it.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Hooray! That makes me happy.
When I'm happy, I clap my hands.
When I'm happy, I stomp my feet.
And I shout,
hooray!
What do you do when you're happy?
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
If you're happy and you know it, smile. If you're happy and you know it, smile. If you're happy and you know it, if you're happy and you know it, if you're happy and you know it, smile. If you're happy and you know it, smile.
Mother Goose. I just absolutely adore Mother Goose in a very, very scary way. I listen to Mother Goose with or without my baby. So what? That's my confession. I suggest you do it as well. Now, we were talking about last week, we piggyback off each week to connect. We are still in our getting pregnant stages. So over the last couple of weeks, we've discussed some things to avoid when trying to conceive. We've talked about lubricants, certain medications, large amounts of caffeine. Now we're up to mercury in fish. Now let's see what they're saying concerning mercury in fish. Because there's a lot of people that didn't know that some of these things that they may have a part of their lifestyle could actually be hindering them from conceiving. So we're going to help with some of the issues, and don't ever hesitate to go and see your doctor. Yes, you can listen to what we, you know, provide, but in the event that you have an issue that you may feel like we are not qualified to give you insight concerning, make sure you go and see your doctor, okay? Let's talk about mercury in fish. Many women who are planning a pregnancy wonder about this. Even if you don't care for seafood, you've probably heard that fish is a major source of omega-3 fatty acids, specifically DHA and EPA, which are important for a baby's brain and eye development. Fish is also low in saturated fat and high in protein, vitamin D, and other nutrients that are crucial for a developing baby and a healthy pregnancy. Your body will store omega-3s for several weeks, and it's a good idea to make sure you're getting enough now so you'll have an adequate level before you become pregnant. On the other hand, you probably also heard that some types of fish contain contaminants, such as mercury. In high doses, this metal is harmful to a baby's developing brain and nervous system. Mercury accumulates in the body and takes time to go away once you reduce your intake. So you're right to be concerned about your exposure before becoming pregnant. Most experts agree that women in their childbearing years should eat some fish, but it's important to know which ones are safe and how much to eat. Below, we offer some guidelines to help you limit your exposure of mercury while getting the nutrients you and your baby will need. How does mercury get into fish? Mercury is everywhere, even in the air we breathe. Some of the sources, such as volcanoes and forest fires, are natural. It's also released into the air by power plants, cement plants, and certain chemical and industrial manufacturers. It's used in making thermostats, and may be released when those products end up at the dump. When mercury settles in water, bacteria convert it into a form called methyl mercury. Fish absorb methyl mercury from the water they swim in and the food they eat. Methyl mercury binds tightly to the proteins in fish muscle and remains there even after the fish is cooked. Almost all fish and shellfish contain some mercury, but large predator fish accumulate the most. Predator fish eat other fish. Fish that have absorbed mercury themselves, and the bigger the predator fish, the more fish it eats. Larger fish also tend to live longer than smaller fish, so there's simply more time for mercury to build up in their body. Okay? So we have a few more other things not to do when trying to conceive, but we will follow up on those on our next scheduled programming. In the meantime, I wanted to dedicate this song to my babies that are listening. Patty Cake, I so love Mother Goose.
Cake. Hello, welcome to our kitchen. Today, we're baking a cake.
A patty cake!
Patty cake, baker's man. Bake me a cake as fast as you can. Pat it and roll it and mark it with a B. And put it in the oven for baby and me.
Let's eat!
my gosh. I absolutely love Saturday mornings. I really, really am enjoying listening to this program as well as producing it. Well, I want to go ahead and refresh our kids, our babies, I'm sorry. From 0 to 4, our letter focus for this month is the letter A. So parents at home, make sure you show your baby, your toddler, the letter A and introduce the sound. I don't care how old they are. If they are 0 months, like a couple of weeks, still introduce the A. It's okay. I'm a trained professional. I dare not steer you wrong. The letter focus is A and the sound is A. So I would like to invite you all back next Saturday, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And thank you so much for your time. And we'll be right back after Teddy Bear.
Teddy Bear, turn around. Teddy Bear, touch the ground. Teddy Bear, jump up high. Teddy Bear, touch the sky.
That was Teddy Riffic.
Hi, can we join in too?
Don't mind if you do.
Teddy Bear, bend down low. Teddy Bear, touch your toes. Teddy Bear, turn out the light. Teddy Bear, say good night.
DJ Wifey, I know you're quiet because you're enjoying the programming. You cannot enjoy the program. We are here to work. We have to entertain the parents. We have to entertain the babies. We cannot enjoy the programming ourselves. Sorry. I just want to close out and tell everyone to make sure that they have a wonderful weekend. Kiss mommy, kiss daddy. Tell everyone that you love them. The youth are our future, and the future is now. DJ Wifey, is there anything that you want to close out with?
No. Y'all just stay tuned, and we'll see you all next week.
All right. Have a good one. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Baby Talk on Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio.